So I'm tasked with giving you a quick rundown of what the children, our children, have been looking at this week in Holiday Club, condensing 5 days into less than 10 minutes. I can talk very fast, so I could say a lot, but I think I'm supposed to speak slowly. I also wander around a bit, and I know the jelly isn't all cleared up because Dan deliberately left some there for... Sorry, Sylvester deliberately left some there for me to tread in because he thought it would be funny. So the main theme of this week that our children have been looking at is that memory verse in 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Give all your worries and cares to God because he cares for you. And they have been learning about how God cares for us through Bible stories and through the adventures that Jellyfish Jess, Crabtree Chris and Sylvester Slug have been going on. And they've also been on their journey to track down the bubble, track down the Bible, and they've been finding ways in which God can help them to follow him. For instance, they looked at the parable of the lost sheep, and they discovered that God, if there were 100 sheep, the shepherd, God, would go out hunting down, tracking down that one sheep that had got lost, that one sheep that wasn't part of the herd of sheep. And God would search, the shepherd would search and search and search and search until he found that one lost sheep, despite the fact that the 99 found sheep were doing okay. And once he'd found that lost sheep, he would rejoice and celebrate and cause everybody else to say, hey, look, I found that lost sheep. Now, this last week, I have completed a jigsaw puzzle, and there was one piece missing. It was a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and I hunted. I hunted the floor. I hunted under furniture with a torchlight. I hunted behind things. I knew it hadn't gone up the Hoover. Anyone who knows me well will know exactly why I knew it hadn't gone up the Hoover. And I hunted and hunted, and I could have carried on. It wasn't anywhere. I thought, has it gone out with the rubbish? I chose not to go out and empty the bins, and I chose not to go into the hunt in the dumper truck, and I chose not to go and hunt in the food waste bin and all the landfill and all that kind of thing. But God, if that puzzle piece was that lost sheep, God would be hunting through landfill. He'd be hunting through all the nooks and crannies of the bin lorry. He'd be hunting through everything to find that one lost sheep. That really struck me this week. What we do to help and find lost people is nothing compared with what God does to try and track us down when we're lost, to bring us back into his family. Children also find out how much God cares for them through the way in which Jesus carried out the miracles. He fed 5,000 people with one child's packed lunch. So one lunch that was meant for one person fed an extra 4,999 people. That's miraculous. That's amazing. God cares that much, but he chose to feed all these extra people. He calmed the storm. The disciples in the boat, a rowing boat or a sailing boat, were very, very frightened. It was if they were used to storms. They were on a lake they were familiar with. They were used to storms. This was a bad one. They were really scared. And Jesus calmed that storm and reassured them. And Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on water towards the boat, after Jesus had been up on a hill praying for a bit and told the disciples to row across to the other side of the lake, he said, I'll catch up with you later. And they saw him the next day walking across the water. Peter was so excited he wanted to do it too. He jumped in, he started walking towards Jesus, an amazing miracle. And then he got a bit frightened and realised what was happening and started sinking like would normally happen in water, got a bit scared, and Jesus said, hey, where's your faith gone? But what we see in those miracles is God's power. It's not just attending to our needs there and then. God's power is overturning nature. God, the creator of nature, who made the laws of gravity, who made the property of matter that says one child's packed lunch isn't enough to feed 5,000 people, that when we go in water we sink down, that the weather happens and we can't really do much about it, God overturned and shook up the rules he'd made and changed them to show people the power he has, to show people he is in control and he's in more than control. He can override the rules that he made for nature. And the one miracle that overcomes is even bigger than all of those miracles. The biggest shake up of all, was his mastery over death. When Jesus died on the cross, he died and he came to life again. And that's a miracle in itself. But the greatest miracle of all is what the purpose of that death and resurrection is. You see, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he overcame sin. Now, sin isn't bad stuff, okay? We all think sin is the stuff we do that's bad, okay? But actually, God's saying sin is when you take your eyes off me and you start doing things your way. Sin is when you don't live God's way, when you don't follow the instructions, the map, use the light and use the sword in the Bible. Sin is when you're selfish. And the Bible teaches us that eternal life with God depends on us being sinless. So there's this big gap, isn't there? We don't always follow God, even if we choose to follow God. Even if we said, look, Lord, I want to be your friend, I want to follow you, we keep on getting it wrong. We keep on making mistakes. We keep on following our own selfish desires. And the greatest miracle is that when Jesus died on the cross, he took away all our sin. He took the punishment, the eternal not being with Godness that we are entitled to, took it all away so that when God looks at us at the end of our earthly lives, he can look at us and see, that's a sin-free person. That's a person who's following me, Jesus. That's a person who's following me because Jesus has taken away all that sin, that selfishness, and we can look God in the eye and say, yes, Lord, I still follow you and I want to live with you for eternity. That's the most amazing miracle of all, that my sinfulness has been taken away by Jesus, even though I continually live a life that continues to be sinful. And so I want to invite you to pray with me, okay? Let's just close our eyes. Lord God, thank you for that greatest miracle of all, that miracle that took away my sin and enables me to live forever with you. It's an amazing thing, Lord, and I am truly grateful. Amen.